Welcome back to Think and Unwind with me, Nathan James. So, I did a poll, and I asked you guys what you wanted me to do this week. And it came down to between drugs and love. There was a third option that somebody like sent quite later on, but that was a bit late. So, I'm not going to count that one. If you're the person who said that or whatever, send it next time that I ask. So, what won was love. So, that's apparently what the fuck I'm going to talk about today. Next week, I will be talking about drugs. Because I love drugs. No, I'm kidding. But there is a lot to talk about there, and I do have quite a few opinions and experiences and shit like that. So, love, I didn't know what to do with this. I was kind of regretting even, like, considering it, because I am only 17 at the moment of this recording, and so I can't really say I have a lot of experience with love. It would be very kind of like stupid, very naive of me to say so. At this age, it's almost impossible for you to actually know what true love is like, right? As I know that's kind of cheesy saying true love, but it's true. It's it's there's been even a survey on like college campuses asking like what it is that you find, like, what it is you think, like, you're in love with, and why do you love the person you supposedly love, and they would normally say things around, like, they find them attractive, or, I think it was literally just find them attractive, or because they loved them, you know, they were reciprocating love and affection, and so they, you know, by feeling loved, they loved back. I'm going to explain that in a bit, but essentially it wasn't like really because they cared for the other person, but mostly because either they liked their appearance or because somebody was finally giving them affection, and so they were like, oh yeah. So that's why I say young people like me can't really talk about true fucking love unless, I don't know, maybe you've been with the same girlfriend for like years, your entire fucking teens, and or maybe you were with this girlfriend and whatever happened was or whatever. I say girlfriend because I'm speaking for myself, but you were with this special someone and they died, which fucking tragic, but I mean, I guess maybe there you could probably say you loved them. If you didn't, you probably would later on, like, just kind of, like, because of, like, that whole experience and shit would probably make you, I don't know, I don't really know what to say there, but I think there you could probably say you have felt true love, because the only thing that, like, separated you two was fucking, like, death, which is literally what the marriage vows say, so, God, what am I saying, whatever, yeah. So, and I've never actually even been remotely in love. That's mostly why I say it, too. I've never had a girlfriend. Out of choice, especially. Alright? Out of choice. Okay? I swear to you, I'm very competent when it comes to flirting. I just don't choose to do so at this time. I've never had a girlfriend, so I've never really felt like I've loved someone, like, romantically, because I've never let myself fall into that, into any kind of relationship. Just because I don't have a girlfriend doesn't mean I haven't ever spoken to girls, gone out with them or whatever. I just never have looked for, like, a relationship. Why? Mostly because, first of all, I didn't like anybody enough. I've only found, like, this year, people that I actually think would make good, like, would be a good couple for me, like, a good partner for me. So, And this year, I'm going to be leaving the country. So I was like, fuck that. I'm not going to risk going into a relationship and falling in love to then just have to leave in a few months. Because I don't want to go through depression, right? I'm good. So, yeah. I guess I'm just going to wait until I move to the other country. And then I can finally actually be open to look for like a relationship or whatever. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. So we're talking about love in itself. And as I said, I've never felt love, so I don't have actually much to say about my experiences. But that also helps you, because that means I'm not going to be so super fucking cheesy or just like saying stupid poetic shit out of my own, like, love brain. No, I'm going to be telling you hard facts, bitch. I'm going to give you the hardest of facts. Science. Motherfucker. Wow, that was a bad joke. That was I didn't commit. That was a problem. I didn't commit to the motherfucker. I hesitated. That wasn't good. Whatever. Okay, so what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. What is love? Love, you could go with a completely scientific, realist way and just say it's this bond created between two species, two specimens of a species, and which they kind of create this kind of relationship which allows for greater... what's it called? Chemicals in the brain kind of like a reward system in the brain, releases chemicals such as dopamine and shit that makes you feel good. That you could just say that's love, but that's very boring of an answer, and it doesn't really capture what it truly is, because there are so many things which could do, like, you know, give those same exact chemicals. For example, drugs give you the same exact feeling that love can give you, except that love is kind of like transmitted from one person to another, while drugs, it's kind of you to yourself. It's a bit different, but it's the same brain activity, if I am correct. Again, all right, I'm going to say this for the rest of the episode. I am not the guy you want to go to for, like... infallible or unfallible, I don't know, information and fact. I'm the guy you come here for ideas, and if you like something, you have to investigate more on your own. Do not take anything I say as completely true, because I can fuck up my facts, my sources, or whatever. I'm not a fucking genius, and I don't write anything down. I never write anything down because it doesn't work well when I do. I don't like it. So... if always check everything up. You can't cite me. Okay. So there was apparently this kind of... I'm going to say bug because I've already forgotten what exactly it was. But when it was rejected from mating, it went and consumed 4 times as much alcohol than like a male who was accepted to mate. So... apparently these are bugs that consumed alcohol, but so I found that funny, because that meant like all the males who were rejected, they kind of were like, oh fuck, I'm gonna be drinking tonight, and they became alcoholics. But no, they drank 4 times more. Why? Because it would give them more dopamine. It would give them the exact same amount of dopamine as having been able to mate. So it's like the same goal, just different paths, which was, I don't know, very funny, weird. So that kind of like, you know, shows that saying that it's just a reaction of chemicals in your brain isn't a good enough explanation of what love actually would be. So what is love? And well, we can go to like, how do you even fall in love? You can fall in love for many different reasons. It's up to you to give a philosophical examination of the different like kinds of love and see which one is a true love and which one isn't. That's up to you. But you can fall in love because of a physical appearance. You know, as I mentioned, you just really like how they look. Not necessarily their personalities, but maybe sometimes, but it's mostly the physical. So you can fall in love for that. You can fall in love because of familiarity. If they have like traits similar to yours, you can fall in love because of that. You can fall in love because of isolation. Isolation in which like you spend a lot of time with them, like alone. You just spend a lot of time with them alone, you slowly fall in love with them. Or if you do many activities with someone, like many, many activities, you also can fall in love. I think you can figure it out on your own. Anything that would kind of create a bond between two people, it can easily go into falling in love. That's why you don't always have to be a super good-looking like person. You don't have to be super attractive to get somebody also super attractive. If you can play the long game. You know, you don't have to be the quick Casanova who just goes in and comes out, you know, with having had like 5 partners or something. No, you can take your time. You can like do the whole become kind of like more, be very friendly, have many different experiences with them, maybe spend some time alone with them, and you can make them fall in love with you that way. But it's not a guarantee either, so please be prepared to be friend-zoned hard. Hard. It will suck. But, you know, such is life. Just get on with it. There are many fish in the sea. Some bigger than others. Some more important. But, again, still a bunch of fish. Maybe your hook, you know, your hook might be a bit shit, but somebody's gonna bite at some point of time. It just has to happen. So, I mean, yeah, so that you can fall in love for those many reasons, right? But what I see is that one of the most interesting ones for me is the one with familiarity, because you can, like, you see a lot of yourself in that other person, so you like that, you know, you're like, oh, wow, they're a lot like me. But there's also, like, the other one, which is mystery. Which is, like, you don't understand a lot about them, and so that creates kind of, like, a very curious love. And so you're very interested in them. Though I feel like that one could probably kind of, like, fall out afterwards once you find out everything about them. So, I don't know about that. But, yeah, you see all the kids, they're falling in love, they're having their relationships, they're like, oh, I love you so much, I'm going to marry you. And then, like, 2 months later, Jenny fucked Chad. So, you had to break up, and you're like, oh, God, I thought I was going to marry her. Everybody just going over, thinking they're falling in love and stuff. But you gotta also know that love is something you gotta work on. It's not just this, like, starting in what's it called? Just this starting passion. You have to keep it going somehow. Now, it's something very interesting is that once you start a relationship, it's very stressful for a reason, and that's because the chemicals in your brain actually, like, fuck up. When you start like loving someone, your serotonin goes down. So you get a lower self-esteem and your stress goes up. You actually get pretty stressed. because it doesn't know what the fuck is happening. You're like in a whole different world right now. Your brain isn't prepared for this. So there's a lot of that going on, but your dopamine is high. It's like you're feeling great, absolutely loving it. But yeah, there's serotonin, no, you're kind of weird and stuff. But while the relationship lasts longer, the serotonin goes back to normal, your cortisol goes back to normal, so you start losing that stress, And with that, you start losing that thing that kind of made you so passionate. That thing that made you go like, oh my God, like, you know, made your heart beat faster and stuff like that all the time. It, you know, it kind of like changes. You normalize the existence of this partner. And so you no longer have to, you have that stress. Your body has finally adapted. And some people feel like this is falling out of love. That isn't necessarily true. When you just lose that passion, don't think you are losing that love. That is not true at all. You just, if you feel like something's missing, just work it out, okay? Because you probably still do love the person. You just maybe have had like a false idea of what love should constantly be. When you seek like a partner, I've read like everything I'm telling you is something I've read. All right, when you seek a partner, apparently one of the better reasons is for which you have a partner is because you find them as an extension of yourself. And no, or rather, you're an expansion, not an extension, an expansion of yourself. You're expanding. But when does this happen? It happens when they aren't as like similar to you. So this is where the whole opposites attract comes into, you know, like, oh yeah, they're totally different from each other. That's why they're so attracted to each other. There's a reason to that. Not only is there like that whole mystery thing that I mentioned before, but it's because of this. Because when we fall in love, when we are looking for a mate, we're looking for an expansion of ourselves. And well, someone with different traits is an expansion, because you know it, you didn't have those traits, and now you're like household. You're kind of like, because when you become a partner with someone with someone, you kind of like become one unit, right? This is like the start of a family. So that's how your brain at least sees it as. So it kind of goes like, oh shit, now we've got like these different traits into like the whole like family. This is good. This is like really good. So to give like an example, if you're somebody very disorganized, maybe a slob, just an absolute slob, everything is dirty, everything is like all over the place, you wouldn't actually find someone who is equally disorganized and slobby that attractive. Maybe, but like chances are you're probably really not going to like them, because adding them to your like household is just a really bad idea. Everything is going to be completely all over the place and dirty, whatever. But finding someone who is very organized and likes to clean, it kind of like complements you and helps you out. So you're like really attracted to that, because your brain goes like, oh shit, this is something we need. Now, I mean, for them, for the clean person, you're kind of like a, you know, that's kind of like a con. They don't really like that about you. But, you know, that's where the thing is. You also have to have some trait that is beneficial to them. So even though you're a slob, which is detrimental to them, you could possibly be, I don't know, very responsible. Like, on time. You're always on time. You always do your work and shit. While they themselves are very irresponsible. They, like, forget, and they're, like, incredibly forgetful and shit. But if you're insanely responsible, boom. You guys just have, like, this kind of almost like a symbiotic relationship. You give and you take, you give and you take. And this is, like, really good. This is something that kind of creates this bond, creates this dependency between each other. And it's that opening up and receiving this other person, which kind of like creates this love. So having somebody very similar to you is not that strong of a love, because you're not gaining much from it. If anything, you're not gaining anything. Because it's just you. If anything, it's just more annoying, because it's more you. there's also another reason that if they have like your flaws, like the same flaws as you, you probably hate that. Because even if you don't even see the flaws in yourself, you still subconsciously know your flaws. So seeing it in somebody else is very annoying to you. You don't like seeing people with your flaws because it reminds you that you have those flaws. So it's, you know, somebody with those same flaws, it's going to be like, oh no, you know what, fuck off. I don't want you. So having somebody with different flaws is kind of like, okay. And you're like, all right, I can deal with this. This is something new. This is something that I don't hate. I can deal with it. So you got to search for a partner which has something to give, is some that complements you, that makes, you know, you're not going to be perfect. So you got to find someone with the strengths that kind of like counter your flaws, as like the examples that I gave beforehand. Where am I going to go with this? I don't know. Sorry, my brain is all over the place. Okay, so you got familiarity, right? Opposites attract. It just happens, man. It just happens. So, yeah, I'm going to cut that all out. Next thing. What am I going to talk about, guys? That's right. Oxytocin. Oxytocin is the sex chemical. It's the chemical you get which makes you feel much more attached to the person you have sex with. Sex is very important in a relationship. Now, regardless of you being someone who believes in like not having premarital sex, that's okay, man. If you want to save yourself from marriage and your partner wants to too, all right, you know, that's okay. No, I'm not saying you have to have sex, but you should have to have sex at like some point in your life with your partner. If you never have sex, you're never going to reach that complete bond. The bond really completes itself when you have sex because of this oxytocin. This oxytocin makes you like feel very happy. It really bonds with the person you mate with. So like this is why older couples are, how do you say, they're motivated. Are they motivated they're motivated by others to have more sex, because that's kind of like what keeps the whole relationship alive. If they start like losing that, like, I don't know, need for sex all the time, they start losing that love, because that is, it's just very important, all right? You gotta remember to do that at some point. That's why the whole consummate the marriage thing is a thing. Because you gotta finish the job. Oh, man. Love is such a fucking weird thing. It is a very weird thing. I just don't have much experience with. I gotta say, I've had crushes. I've had those crushes. But, yeah. Some haven't gone well, and some I've just cut off on my own. Ooh, okay. Yeah, some I've just cut off on my own. But everybody's gonna have love in their life at some point, except for like psychopaths. Psychopaths literally cannot love, which is kind of sad. I might want to talk about psychopathy and maybe sociopathy at some point, because those are very misinterpreted mental conditions. But yeah, at the end of the day, they can't love. They can't actually feel love. So it kind of also makes you question, if there are humans who can't feel love, is love actually a human necessity? You know what I mean? Like, do humans actually need love? I don't know. That's a weird question. I feel like you can get through without love, but I don't think you're going to feel as fulfilled as you would with love. There are many types of love. You know, you can have the love between brothers, between friends, between just like, well, I don't know if you would call just this sexual relationship to be love, like just like a completely sexual relationship to be love. I don't think people would consider that love nowadays, or, you know, like love between spouses and shit like that. And they're still kind of the same. Like, you still receive the dopamine and stuff. It just comes down to, like, different levels of it and different ways that you perceive things. For example, like, norms, the norms in society will actually affect how you feel about someone. If in your society, for example, incest is illegal, if you are with someone and then you find out they're your brother or your sister, you will probably fall out of love with them just because of the thought of you dating your brother or sister, right? Because you're like, oh shit, no. And then you like just stop loving them. Your body goes like, uh-uh, I'm out of this. Fuck that. So like that affects it too. That kind of also would probably explain why, you know, you could say that there were less homosexuals before. Because, like, there were less homosexuals. Like, fuck off. Like, you can't say there weren't less. There were definitely less. But it isn't because, oh, people are learning to be more gay. No, that's not the thing. But it's rather because we are slowly, like, you know, not caring about somebody being gay or whatever. Now, like, people can actually fall in love with people of the same gender. They fall in love with it because no longer is it ostracized. So, you know, it goes into that. That whole, like, norm thing, it makes people finally be able to relate with the people they want to relate with. I'm gonna be honest, I don't really know what else I can talk about love. There's, like, so many things that could possibly be spoken of, but at the same time, I have no experience with. I don't know why you guys were so, wanting to talk about love so much. Have you guys, like, been in love with that, like, nah, fuck off. I refuse to believe you guys have had true love, like, at this point. I feel like you have to be in a relationship a few years to be able to say, yeah, we found true love. Like, we can confirm. I'm not saying you didn't experience true love before those 3 years, but I'm saying if you last 3 years, you can say that it was true love. Like, it definitely was, you know? You can say for absolutely sure. Well, that's my opinion, but my opinion doesn't matter, does it? So, you know, you do you. You say whatever the fuck you want to say, but that's just my opinion. I do want to talk about this whole, like, because divorce actually isn't as common as people think anymore. Like, divorce rates were very high, I think in the 90s or 80s, I don't remember which one of the two. Like, 90s or 80s, it was very high. So that's where the whole, like, idea that there are so many divorces going around. It's not actually true. We actually have a much lower divorce rate, like, today than we had in the 90s or 80s. So it's like we actually have been finally staying together. But there's this whole fear that when you get married, or not even married, just stay with the same person for, like, many years, you're going to fall out of love, you're not going to feel anything, it's going to be a very boring relationship. That's not necessarily true. That's not true at all. There have been studies by, like, some dude, some scientist, who did MRI scans, right, on people who have, like, couples who have been married for, like, 30 years, and, like, new couples, like, couples in, like, their first stages of love where they're all crazy and passionate about each other and shit. What they did was they put them in, like, the MRI scanner, gave them a photo of their loved one, and try to, like, see the brain activity. And it was identical. The guy who was married 30 years felt the same reaction as the guy who was with her, like, who just met the love of his, who just met the quote-unquote love of his life, like, 2 weeks ago or something. It's the same, like, fucking activity. So it went to prove that they actually still really, you can keep that strong love, you know, going for as many years. It's just more of a, you kind of normalize it, but you have to really pay attention. I feel like you gotta pay attention to it. Try to think, what the fuck would you do if something happened to them, right? What could you possibly do to maybe gain new experiences? Experiencing new things with people is one of the best ways to really make them care for you and make yourself noticed, I guess. I don't know, strengthen the relationship, because that way they kind of relate these new experiences to you. Their brain creates this connection. So that's always good. I mean, that's my bit of advice. Do new things. Have sex. You gotta, don't stop having sex. You gotta, don't get too fed up on work and shit. You find time to actually fuck, because it's important, or else shit ain't going to go well. I forgot to mention a very good, like, a little detail, was that when you see the person you love, you actually get a dopamine hit. Your brain goes like, hell yeah. So it's just a very image of them gives you a boost in mood. It's something, it's so interesting. I don't know, I find it so interesting that another person can make you so happy and affect your brain in so many ways. And it's by just existing, by just appearing in front of you. Once you've fallen in love with them, it just makes you feel good. That's just kind of like incredible. It's just, I don't know, I just find that very, very fucking cool. You just see them and you're already high on dopamine. You're like, hell yeah. That's, yeah, beautiful detail.
Hi. It's a new day. I went to sleep. I couldn't take it anymore. So you might hear a dog barking because neighbors are assholes. So I just want to, like, I woke up at 12 too, which is fucked up. But so I just want to add a few little things. My mind is clearer now. And we'll end this episode on whatever. I think it's going to have to be a short one. I'm really trying to extend it and make it around 40 minutes or something, but there's just not a lot to talk about, because, you know, the thing about love is that, what the fuck, do I have a lisp? Is that, it's very subjective. It's incredibly subjective. It doesn't even apply to all humans, like I said, with the, like, psychopaths, sociopaths, narcissists, they just don't have love, so it doesn't even apply to everyone. So it's very weird. It's a very weird thing. But I think if psychopaths can't really love, that must mean it has something to do with empathy, right? It has something to do with you being able to feel what other people are feeling. That must be a very important part about love, is that you understand what the other person is feeling, what they're trying to say all the time. So that must be a very, like, a fundamental part of love. And it's even said that when you start off a relationship, it's more about passion. It's more about you. As much as you might think you're really in love with the other person, what you're really in love with is somebody giving you affection. You like it. You're in love for yourself. You're in love with being able to have a bunch of sex, have affection, people giving you stuff. But after a while, you actually learn to love both things. It turns from compassion into passion. It goes from passion to compassion. And it becomes something much more mutual. Something much more intimate between these two souls. I can give a story, I guess. My dad, My dad has been married before. He was he divorced his first wife after having had three children, which are my brothers, and then he married my mom. But he always did say that he never truly loved the first wife. They're not in bad terms. They're in good terms because they divorced and they were like, you know what, it isn't working. We're not actually in love with each other. We just got married because, you know, we had a kid. That's like why they got married. And so, you know, they were like, you know, yeah, let's just separate. And they're good friends now. My mom was good friends with my dad's ex-wife. So it just goes to show you don't always have to break up in such a horrific way. Break up and be chill about it, right? Unless, of course, no, fuck it. I was about to say, unless, of course, you got cheated on, but even so, just fuck that. Why are you gonna be mad at someone so long? Do you even know how inconvenient that is? No, just fucking leave it. Just go like, alright, fine, you never loved me, I guess. No, I guess you never truly loved me that much. I'm just not going to trust you from now on and not be with you, but you don't have to be an asshole towards him. Everybody's a victim to their carnal desires. You know, and if you truly don't love a person, it's very easy to cheat on them because you don't actually have a loyalty to them. So even though, yeah, it's a bit of an asshole thing to do, just keep in mind that they're a bit of an asshole. But you don't have to continuously hate them and, like, avoid them all the time and shit. Just be, you know, just chill out. Chill out. Especially if it wasn't through cheating and it was just simply falling out of love, at least you guys can talk it out, like, talk it out. Speak. Communication is key. Everybody fucking says it, but nobody fucking does it. You gotta communicate. You gotta say what you want to do. I mean, especially with guys. Guys are stupid. Guys are idiots, alright? I need you to notice that guys are fucking idiots when it comes to, like, social interactions and shit. We don't know. We don't take hints. We don't understand what you want to say or what you mean. We are naturally stupider when it comes to understanding other people. Or rather, not necessarily stupider, but we also kind of are very paranoid. There are many things we don't like to assume because we get scared we might fuck up, right? So when you want to tell your partner something, just fucking tell them. Just go up and tell them and say it and then work it out. Or, you know, you want something, say, hey, I want this. You know, and they can say if they will give it to you or not. You don't have to be all this secretive, dropping hints, surprises all the time. No, that's not gonna work. You can't just surprise each other for like 10 years. You gotta really learn to talk to each other. Become like, as you know, as I said before, one, like a single entity. That's like very important when it comes to those kind of things. Yeah, so you don't have to end on bad terms. I've always hated that I have a friend and he breaks up with his girlfriend or something, and then they just like hate seeing each other. Like if they even see each other like a block away, they're turning around and going somewhere else. And I'm like, fuck off. Just go say hi or something. You guys used to bang. Just say hi, hey, what's up, and just fucking go on with your life. You know, stop being so butthurt. You're a teen too. You've been what? You've been dating for like 6 months. There are people who are married 10 years and divorced and you're going through that shit? No, fuck off. You know, I don't feel like it's... I mean, this might be coming from my point of ignorance when it comes to love. As I said, I've never felt that, but I think I'd be pretty reserved with giving my love because I don't think... I'd rather not get delusional 2 months in, you know? Maybe a year in, I can finally go like, yeah, this shit is going alright. But before that, I don't know. I don't know. So, I mean, that's kind of all I have to say. I already tried, guys. I already tried. This is kind of your guys' fault, by the way. This is the last time I'm giving you a choice, because fuck... that. Why do you want me to talk about love? Jesus. I don't know. I'm probably going to touch on this topic in the future. In like the far future. When I actually have someone. I feel like this would be a very good topic to speak about with a guest, right? No? Especially someone who might be in a pretty solid relationship. We can speak about that. Just love is all over the place. It's very, something I have no experience with. It's very illogical many times, you know? So, I mean, it is something that you, like, would sacrifice most. Oh, I know what I can say. One last thing, and we'll conclude, is that you can know... I know this is coming from a guy, like, before. Like I've said countless times, I have no experience. But you can know you're in love if you actually think about it. Like, think, do I love this person? And actually go through it. Go, like, what do I like about them? Right? Is it just appearance? Because, I mean, that's a bit fucked up. Does their personality compliment me? Do I experience a few new things with them? Do I care for their well-being, and do they care for my well-being? Do we want to give and take in, like, a compassionate way, right? Like, think about that. If it's just, oh yeah, they're hot, that isn't much. And maybe you're doing it out of pity or something, or just because somebody has given you affection, you think you've fallen in love with them because you're someone who hasn't received much affection from anyone. Or maybe, you know, it's your first time with a partner, and usually I've heard that the first ones are, like, the worst ones, because you get very delusional, because it's your first time anybody ever, like, loves you, like that, you know, like, romantically, so you're, like, all over the place. But really think about it, think what you have to give, what you have to take, what, you know, what are the benefits of this relationship? Does it really feel like something honest is going on here? And are you even comfortable with, you know, I'm not saying this is like marriage, but you should probably be in a relationship thinking you're not going to ever cheat on them or break up with them. If you even think that, oh yeah, this will end in 2 years, I don't think you're in a good relationship, right? You're never supposed to expect it to go south. You're supposed to expect it to go on forever or something. So have that in mind, I guess. So yeah, that's all I have for today. I think this is going to be quite a short episode. I'm sorry about that. Next week, it's going to be drugs. And as I said, I love drugs, no, but there is a lot more to talk about there. I feel like I could easily go on for an hour. So yeah, thank you, guys. Love each other. I hope maybe that cleared up a bit. I found the chemicals very interesting. You know, the getting more dopamine, losing serotonin, and serotonin has to do with your self-esteem. So you lose your self-esteem when you fall in love. It's very funny. So that's why you're very, like, how would you say, vulnerable when you start off a relationship. So there's that. It lowers your serotonin. It actually is a bit stressful because your brain doesn't know what's doing. It gives you a lot of dopamine. And oxytocin is apparently very important to keep a relationship alive. So that's all, man. I hope you guys have a good week. I'm going to start editing this, like, rap very quickly and then having to post this. I really do feel like this isn't the same quality as I normally have, which is slightly shit. But give me your feedback. Please tell me, or hey, this last episode was cool, or this last episode wasn't cool because of this or that. Like, I want positive and negative feedback, because that's how I improve, alright? I'm not gonna fucking block you or get mad at you. Tell me your honest opinion, your honest review. I'd appreciate that. I'd appreciate you giving a follow or, like, a rating on whatever you're listening to. You know, Apple Podcasts, you can give it a 5-star, 4-star. Give it an honest opinion, an honest rating. You can follow on Spotify, whatever. Share it with your friends or something. You know, help this grow if you feel like this is helpful at all. And yeah, thanks a lot. I really appreciate the people who do listen to this, and I hope you find some enjoyment or help from this. Thanks. Bye-bye.